This is Phil Farron. And I am driving home. It's Thursday today. I'm getting a little more concerned about my little recorder because it is warm today. I did cool it down by putting it in front of the air conditioner fan, but it's still acting a little weird, so hopefully this will actually record and I'll actually be able to upload this, and if not, I will record tomorrow. Tell you what, it's been an exciting couple of days at work. It's so interesting. Technology is so interesting because, you know, I'm going to adjust this just a little bit. You're going along, everything seems to be okay, there's always stuff to do, things are quiet, and then, in short order, things go bam, 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 bam. Oh, man. There's bunches of things all firing off at the same time. We had some database queries that ran some reports that we use on our external facing websites to help missionaries kind of know what's going on with their donations and things. And all of a sudden those started scaling out. And by scaling out, I mean we reached a certain threshold sufficient that the execution plans had to change, or we need to apply more indexes. And so that just all of a sudden, suddenly the reports wouldn't work. And then just ever since we've upgraded, apparently, did the upgrade last week, we've had more and more reports of some missionaries not being able to upload images and documents. We were able to, Anthony, the young man who did the upgrade, he was able to figure out why one particular missionary couldn't do that, and there's probably more of our missionaries like that. But now we have another case where, sure enough, you know, we have a situation where another missionary can't upload stuff, and it's only certain people. And it seems, our guess is that it's confined to people running Macs. So we're trying to figure out what's going on there. We had a control that all of a sudden doesn't behave like it used to behave before we did the upgrade. But, I mean, all in all, the upgrade, everything seems to be working. We're just got this little dust in the corner stuff that you're bound to happen when you jump as many versions as we did, because we went from 5.3 to 5.6. So, you know, there's challenges. There's just challenges. But that's fine. You know, we'll get it. We'll figure out what to do, and Jesus will help us. Angel Day went well last weekend. That's always it's always nice to get past Angel Day. I love doing Be an Angel Day because of the mechanical wings, and people love them so much. But there's overhead. You know, you got the technological overhead of hoping that nothing is going to go wrong, that, you know, the wings just suddenly won't go down, because if they do, I have to actually physically rip them apart, taking bolts out and things, because there's no way to crank them back down. It just, you can't do that. So, you know, that's very exciting. But everything went fine. And it was good. I got it all taken care of. People seemed to enjoy it. I actually had kind of a lovely little interchange, which is the point in some non-trivial part of doing all of this, and that is you get a chance to know people so that you get a chance to see when someone is struggling. And on Saturday, I think it was on Saturday, maybe it was Friday, I don't know, a friend came in who works at Walmart, and I took one look at her, and I knew, I could see she was not good. So I wandered over and I said, "Are you okay?" And she shook her head and said, "No." And we had talked before about some issues she was having. And normally I probably would have left it at that, but because I had the wings on, and maybe because of a whisper, you know, I said, "Well, I can make you smile." And she went, no, I don't think you can today. I said, no, 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 I can make you smile. No, you can't. And then I hit the button on the wings. And, you know, the wings expand, and it's a 10-foot wingspan. And she just broke into this huge grin. And then I put the wings back down, and then she started talking. So, telling me what was going on. And at one point, as she wound down, I said, well, would an angel hug help? And she said, no, I can't today. She said, if I would hug you, she said, I will start crying. And she said, I can't. I'm not sure I can get stopped. I said, I understand. So we took a rain check, and we'll see if we can get that taken care of later. So I made a few tweaks to Talk Like a Pirate Day costume. Or at least I planned out a few tweaks. I haven't made the tweaks yet because I needed a couple of spare parts. So I've got that to do. Plus, I'm working on this mask for the Lion King, this Mufasa thing. I do not know what I am doing with this. I mean, I really, really do not know what I'm doing. So we'll see. I think I have taken a step in the right direction. Because this is a three-dimensional model that I'm trying to create out of EV foam without a pattern from a two-dimensional picture. You know, so I've got the Mufasa mask from The Lion King from a couple of different angles. And so from that, I can kind of project mentally what we're dealing with. And then I'm trying to reduce it to the simplest, commonest shapes, and then figure out how do I get those shapes actually translated so that it looks close. I mean, it's not going to be. Obviously, there was a professional puppet maker or modeler that made these masks for Broadway. It's not going to be that, but if I can just get something that's recognizable, that'll be great. So I'm working on that, and that seems to be going fine. Had some nice lunches and dinners and breakfasts with people this week. I also finished up my reread of Beta book and got it all formatted last night. So this weekend I'm starting into the cover section of it. Got costumes ordered for the kids. They're coming in. We'll see. We'll see how all this works out. But the cover will be fairly simple. I am going to try to have Asher jump over a candlestick. Jack, you know, Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack jumped over the candlestick. So we're gonna try to act that out and get that on the cover. It's really interesting because I didn't know what was going to be the cover. And I'm getting towards the end of the writing and I'm like, okay, I don't have a cover yet. And it's just like I hear Jesus whispering to me saying, you know, it's okay. Once you figure out what the nursery rhyme is, you'll be able to push that back through and then you'll get the cover. And I had originally decided that Rub-A-Dub-Dub, Three Men in a Tub would be the nursery rhyme, but it just didn't quite gel. And so I was trying to figure out, okay, so that's not a one. And I just started going through all the nursery rhymes that I have on my list. And I got to that Jack be nimble, Jack be quick, and then got a little whisper on that. I was like, oh, there it is. And then all of a sudden it's all right. Then you have him jumping over the candlestick on the cover. That's your cover. And it just went click, 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 bang. And so it's just those little helps, you know, that just keep moving you forward. Those are tremendous. It's just, wow, it's so good. And there are times when I know what it's like to live without that. Because there are times when, you know, I'm tired, haven't had anything to eat for a while, and it's late in the afternoon, and I'm getting out the end of my coffees, and, you know, I'll run up against a problem, and I'll really have to, like, think and think and think and struggle. It's usually like right on the end of the day. And then once I come in the next day, ta-da, there it is. Oh, okay, I got that. So I'm just really grateful when those things show up like that and it just resolves stuff. And there we go. I figured that was going to happen. So I applied for Medicare. First part of July, I applied for Medicare. And they said, okay, great. Well, you should get your card here in about 3 weeks. And so, it's been 4 or 5 weeks. I haven't had it yet. And I knew that I could just order another one. And so finally, last night, I thought, well, you can only do it once a month. But I thought, finally, last night, wait, I'm not going in the right way here. Got to go back up. I thought, well, okay, it's not here. I guess you just might as well order one because I'm going on Medicare in November and I still have to get my supplement plan figured out and all that kind of stuff. So last night, I pushed the button to order another one. Care to guess what came in the mail today? Ain't it always the way? Yep, and there's my little card. So that's what I was looking for. So at least it's here. Yay. Good. Anyways, so that's all good. So the costumes are good, the writing's good, the work is good. God is kind. He's so generous and so kind. And I've been moving through a little chapter in my life where I've been praying for our worship pastor because we all traded names around and I got hers, and been praying for her knees and been speaking peace and wonder and healing to it. And I've really been meditating a lot on the fact that healing is the children's bread, that healing is provided for us, and that it's not just the children's bread to make the children's lives, more palatable, but it's the children's bread because we as God's children magnify Him. We glorify Him. And having that moving in the supernatural is a way that we can glorify Him. That signs and wonders have always been an indicator that the kingdom of God has come. And we're in a situation where people really need to hear that. They really need to know that the kingdom of God has come. I'm going to check and make sure that this is still running because it looks like it is. Yay, yay, yay. Good. So it's been a good week and all is well and we're puttering along and we'll just see what God has for us the rest of this week. I'm actually doing a split. I'm getting my notes because they fell down. I'm actually doing a split weekend this weekend for costumes. Because this is the weekend I would normally do International Dog Day, but before I was doing International Dog Day, I was doing National Bowtie Day, because they fall very close to each other. And I have a friend at Walmart, his name's Michael Dixon, and he loves bow ties. He does a bow tie Saturday, every Saturday, he wears a big bow tie. Makes a lot of his own bow ties, and so we were talking about, bow tie day coming up, and we kind of compared notes. I think it's not until Sunday or Monday, because it's National Bow Tie Day. Yeah, it's the 28th, so it's more than that. It's like next Thursday, but of course that would be too late for Friday. But we got to jabbering. I said, okay, well, I said, I will celebrate with you National Bow Tie Day tomorrow, which is, what, the 25th. And so he's going to wear his bow tie outfit, and I'm going to wear my bow tie outfit, and we'll take some pictures and post to Facebook. So it'll be fun. It'll be fun. It'll be fun. It'll be fun. And then Saturday, I'm going to go back to International Dog Day. So it'll be cute. Anyways, I am home, but I came across a quick article, and we'll just go quick. Titled, Is the AI Boom Over Already? Is the AI boom already over? And it's interesting. And the reason that I resonated this was because this is kind of the way I've been feeling about it. You know, it seemed like there for a few months that like the ChatGPT stuff was all just going to take over and boom, that would be it. And we'd be all in. And then we found out that, oh, yeah, well, it hallucinates a little bit. And sometimes it doesn't quite tell you the right thing. And it's a little creepy sometimes and this, that, and the other. And it makes basic errors, and the more that we try to confine it and kind of slow it down from being creepy, then it makes more errors, and there's all that kind of stuff that's going on. And it's really interesting because you do have companies that are just rushing stuff into production, and a lot of people, a lot of chatter about, you know, do we just need to, there's like one guy that's so dedicated to this, he said, we just need to put a moratorium on this, and if people won't stop doing the research, we need to send in the bombers. And it's like, whoa! Whoa. So yeah, it's all very interesting, but there is lots of backlash now. There's lots of other conversations. There's things happening in the market, and it's all kind of up in the air, but the user counts are sliding a little bit. And some of that, I think, is because there was this great promise, and then when we found out that it wasn't entirely accurate, even though it always spoke with great authority as if it was entirely accurate, then that kind of took a little bit of the shine off it. It's like, well, how do I know when you're lying to me or not? So that's pretty interesting to watch that progression. And I just think this whole thing is just going to be fascinating. I mean, the Windfall series that I'm working on has an AI component in it, and I have been developing that along the lines of something I've been saying for years. And that is, yes, we'll be able to create AI, but we have no idea how hard it is to create a stable intelligence that just doesn't go crazy. And so it'll be interesting to see how that all works out. And this article was kind of talking about that as well. There's just a lot of really interesting things happening at this point. A lot of uncertainties. I have been thinking about retirement. I mentioned that. And the possibility of working less hours, maybe upping my rates, working less hours just to help my client kind of get through the transition of me leaving. And as part of that, the latest that I would work, would, unless something drastic happens, would be November of 2028. Which then you start thinking, where in the world will we be in November of 2028? 5 years from now, with everything that's moving, where will we be? Will we be with Jesus at that point? That would be good. But yeah, it's really fascinating. But he's with us, and all is well. This is Phil Farron, and I have made it home.